Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. How we doing, folks?
Happy Wednesday,
Happy
everyone.
Happy Wednesday. Middle of the week.
Don't make me do it. One. Ready?
Hump day!
I'm going to walk out. Noah just put his head down. He was like, I'm not even going to acknowledge that that just happened.
Yep.
Sometimes you have to do something to spice up the podcast. Speaking of spicing up the podcast. Yes,
that was spicy.
Yeah, that was really spicy with it. So now that The Bachelor is done until July, we have a freed up episode.
We have some slots to fill.
And so we want to do something a bit different. We want to add something different to this podcast. And I think that if you enjoy...
Maybe for Fridays, yeah, maybe for Wednesdays.
We're workshopping. We're workshopping because we're going to put...
some current brainstorming happening in the Chicks in the Office world.
Yes, there is. Because we want to bring new stuff to you guys. Beat Rianne Fran will be on this episode because we had the interview on Monday. So we're trying to figure out where to put new segments on which days.
We're trying not to have, like, we always plan for Monday for Beat Rianne Fran, but then when there's an interview, all of a sudden our episode is like 2 hours sometimes plus. And then now we have to balance that with Wednesday, where if there's not a segment for Wednesday, then our episode is much, much shorter. So we're just trying to, like, keep our episodes even paced.
Right. Yes. We want all of them to be around the same length. So now we're thinking about incorporating a new segment into our lives that does not have to do with pop culture, but maybe can be centered off of that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to do a Q&A segment on either Wednesday or Friday episodes where we put up a topic, or we tell you guys on the podcast before what the topic is going to be. We put it up on our Instagram, and then you guys send questions about this topic, and then we'll take like 10 questions and we'll answer them, and we'll talk about personal stuff.
Yeah.
And because I think a lot of the times, a lot of the fun that we have on this podcast is when we start bringing our personal stuff into it.
Yeah.
Not personal lives, but just like our own takes on different things.
I do think it is borrowing like a little from what you guys were doing on Because We Got High, and people love that, you know.
Yes.
Like, I just think that it's a good,
when we would just talk about, we would have three topics per episode, and then we would go off of that, and then people would call in with voicemails. So I think that was a lot of fun.
Everything, but you know, a little taste of it.
And I think it helps incorporate something other than just pop culture. Obviously, we will still be talking about pop culture every single podcast, because that is what the main focus of this podcast is. But we also want to bring in new listeners and just new things for you guys. So we're going to do the first Q&A segment on Friday's episode. We're going to put up the topic on our Instagram at Chicks in the Office, and then you guys can send your questions in, and we'll pick the 10 most interesting questions that we think we can really dive into. We don't know the topic yet.
Yeah.
I have one off the top of my head, but I'm not sure.
We'll discuss it offline.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. I want it to be based off of like something that happened in pop culture this week, but then we take like a real life topic from it. So like Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian got married in Vegas.
Right.
It could be like, what do we think about weddings or something like that.
Just
based it off of what's going on in pop culture. So we'll do that on Friday's episode. Go to Chicks in the Office Instagram to look out for the topic, and we'll post it on our main page as well, so you guys can comment your questions, and we'll pick the best questions from that. Besides that, how's everyone doing on this Wednesday?
Lovely Wednesday. Beautiful people. We went to Dunkin'.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, you guys. Beautiful people. Beautiful people.
Wow. Look, good for
having
us.
Having a nice day. Nice.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Maybe it's from my coffee this morning.
Yeah. You don't usually drink coffee.
I know. And we went to a little Dunkin' pop-up. It was lovely. I had a donut. It was delicious.
No donuts for me.
No, no.
Me and Noah's, Rhea are
Noah's
on the shedding, strict regimen.
Shedding for the tour.
Noah and I have been motivating each other where he's running, I'm going on the treadmill, because we're going on tour in now a couple weeks.
Less than
3 weeks? Like 19 days. We haven't been on tour, really, like a straight through tour, but I assume you eat like shit and you just eat
and
whatever
you
can get
in
your
mouth. I'm not going to be running when I'm
no,
on tour.
No, we're going to be busy. So Noah started running, and then I was like, fuck, Noah's running. Like that, I was like, that's kind of a good idea, like before the tour to start doing something, like cut out fast food. So I've cut out fast food.
Same.
I've been going on the treadmill every day, and we're just going to see what happens. And I already feel better. Like, I felt like real shit the day before
like
I started working out again.
And
then,
like, you feel bloated and, like, everything you ate late the night before. Now I'm trying to not eat that much, trying to drink more water, but that's still a problem. I can't drink a lot of water.
A problem I had was, I'm like, all right, because my mom lost, I'm not like trying to like lose a lot of weight. Like that's not the focus. Yeah, that's Noah's goal.
At least 15.
That's not really my goal. My goal is to just not feel gross, because like when I feel gross, I feel like I look gross. And my mom lost so much weight from like, what is it, intermittent fasting, right? And so she was like, you just eat for like 8 hours of the day, which seems like it shouldn't be that hard, right? Like from like 12 to 8 or whatever
is
it is.
Is that hard to like sustain?
I don't know. She does it really well. But that's besides the point. I've been like trying to be like, all right, like I'll just eat. I'm not trying to eat past 8 o'clock because that's apparently not good for you to eat that late at night.
At past 8?
Past 8 o'clock.
PM. I thought it was like more like 10 or 11.
No, I think it's 8 p.m. they say that it's you're eating past that time.
Which is so bad because I always eat dinner.
But
so
also
late.
It depends, I think, on like probably when you go to sleep. Like if I'm going to sleep at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is probably, it's different for everybody. I don't take my advice on this. Yeah. I don't know exactly
we are not
for
doctors,
sure. I'm not
or
a doctor. This
or
is just
nutritionist.
What
or
I've
any
heard
of those things.
But so I've been trying to like eat a little bit healthier, and I'm so used to eating junk food and fast food all the time, so my body just craves that literally all the time. Last night I'm laying in bed, it's like midnight, I'm like, I'm so fucking hungry, I can't even sleep. Like I genuinely can't even get myself to fall asleep because I'm so hungry. Went downstairs to my kitchen, didn't have any snacks or anything, and I looked in the freezer and I had tortellini. And I was like, you are not going to make tortellini at this hour. You're not going to boil water and make tortellini at midnight. I boiled water and made tortellini at midnight. I had to have it. Like, a wave came over me. And so, but
that's okay.
But when yes, it is okay.
Yeah.
And that's, if I balance, I'm like, okay, before the tour, if I do that, if I just balance it out with a little exercise, then we're all right. It's more so just during the winter. I truly don't do shit. Like, if you looked at the steps on my phone, it's like 10 steps a day. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. Like, that's not, and that's just not healthy for anybody to do. Like, you have to have a little bit of exercise in your life or you're going to make yourself feel crazy. So,
long walks. I did a lot of walking in London, but like, even just like, I live by Central Park, just, you know, walk to the park.
So Noah and I started, like, motivating each other in group chat, and Fran was like, you guys have to take this out of group chat.
Or you could just join in. Why don't we get the whole CETO
team? Yeah, the whole
team.
I don't have a treadmill.
No, you don't need.
You
I don't
have a Peloton.
A treadmill.
I do have a Peloton.
You have.
You were gifted
a
Peloton.
I have a Peloton.
You have the world.
Yeah, you have the. You have the city.
You have the city. I would much rather run through Central Park than run on a treadmill.
I can't. I'm not running regardless. I can't.
You just don't
I can't
run.
I can't. I physically can't run. My feet are like I have. Unless I have
I
like
thought
my.
That you could run more than Rhea. No, offense.
Unless.
No, I know.
If
I know.
I
people
have,
don't think. I won't
no,
say
I need
it.
To. Like, I need to have orthotics in my sneakers. I have really flat feet. And so, first of all, running is like very hard, like hard on your joints anyway.
But especially treadmills.
Yeah. And so, my feet, like, it sounds so pathetic, but like my feet actually can't sustain like running.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I actually don't.
I have orthotics in my Peloton shoes. Like that's how bad my feet are.
I don't
when
like
I go long distances.
I don't like running in real life like you do. I actually enjoy running on the treadmill better because
like,
I don't have great form.
Like just like you, there's nothing changing visually for you?
No, I liked it when
I
no,
did it in intervals. That's why. Like, I'll run for like a minute or two, then I'll walk.
No, but I'm
just
saying,
run.
Like, you're in one place. Like, if I'm running outside, I'm seeing things.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
I'm seeing
I like
people.
To watch TV.
Yeah, well, yeah,
like, if you
I
have
watch
TV,
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it go by faster, I think. If I like, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to watch one episode of like this show. And then all of a sudden, like 45 minutes later, it's like, oh, I'm done. And I was, and that was 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'll say this, like, listening to music can be really hard when you're, for me, not, I think everybody listens to music when they work out and it like pumps them up, but sometimes I just get sick of like the same music or whatever. Yeah.
And honestly,
so if I'll watch like YouTube, then I'm just like, I watched the Hasbulla interview the other day and then it flew by 15 minutes. I was like,
I was gonna say 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I was just gonna say, like, sometimes when I listen to music, it'll pump me up too much where I like run too fast and then burn out and like, so podcasts I feel like are good.
What kind of music you listening to?
When I'm running?
Yeah.
Either Jimi Hendrix or like rap.
That's a good, wow, that's a good guy. Okay.
Yeah.
My brother like used to like blast Eminem.
I had an Eminem phase in college out. Where yeah. I'd only listen to Eminem when I worked out.
I feel like Eminem is a big workout guy.
Yeah.
Not actually, but like when people work out, they listen to Eminem.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Angry. The song Kim.
Pumps
you know the
you
song
up.
Kim by Eminem?
Yeah.
I've listened to that on a lot working out.
Feel
anyways,
the anger.
We're just getting ready for the tour. I'm really, really excited, though. I really am. I have been thinking about it a lot recently, and I just think it's really cool that we're all, like, I've never done this in my life. Like, not even just with you guys. Like, I've never been gone for that period of time traveling to different places. Like, I've gone to Florida for, like, 4 weeks at a time and in the summer and, like, stayed there but didn't travel to different places. Like, I've never traveled to this many different places in this short period of time. So, I'm really
and
excited.
We've never been
Me
to
either.
Any.
Yeah, and haven't been to any of these places, so I think it's going to be really fun. Like, do I forget about the show aspect and, like, having to put on a show
a little
bit?
I feel like
that'll
be better because then it's like, you're not worried about the show. It's just like, oh, we have a show tonight.
I'm thinking about not even, like, and this is a logistics thing that we could probably just talk about off the podcast, but whatever. I'm thinking about not even, like, getting our makeup done professionally because it takes away.
Yeah, Rhea and I are on different pages with that.
I know we are, but it takes so much of the day up to get your hair and makeup done.
Yeah,
like,
any day we had a show last time, it was like, guys were just...
The day is done.
Like, yeah.
You got to get ready. Like, it takes, like, 6 hours. Like, it's, like, crazy. And I obviously we'll probably end up doing that so that we look presentable.
Hair I can get away with.
I think
myself.
I could do my hair myself too.
Yeah, I just don't have faith in myself to like be able to do on stage makeup on my own.
I can't do on stage makeup either. I know, it just takes up so much time.
We just have to schedule it better, and maybe we plan a little bit, like maybe we start asking people now, you know what I'm saying? Because we always wait last minute and then people are like, oh, I can do it, but I have to do it at 1 p.m and your show's at 7 p.m. Like, you know?
No, but we have to start that early anyway because we have to get to the venues earlier.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it truly takes up the entire day.
Yeah.
It's the whole day.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it anyway, and we're excited. So the tickets are on sale in the description. San Francisco is now on sale.
Yep.
So make sure you go buy those. And Seattle will be on later this week.
Hopefully the end of the week.
Hopefully later this week, but no promises.
I realize I asked you guys how you were doing on this Wednesday, and it's Tuesday, but the episode will be out on Wednesday.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I felt that when we...
I just hit
when
me
I,
that.
When I
it
said
actually,
when we said hump day, I was like, everybody's lit. It's hump day when you're listening to this.
I just like fully thought it was Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Like, no. I thought, well, I'm like, oh, wait, it's there. Like, I just confused myself so much, but it's Tuesday. It's the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Anyways, shall we get in the show?
Let's
do
it.
You guys got anything else going on?
Watch the newest episode of, what's it called, Plainville?
Oh, wait, was that out last night?
It came out at midnight. So,
I went into bed last night. I was like, let me watch the new episode, but it wasn't out yet.
No, not yet.
It comes out at midnight.
I'll be watching tonight.
I'll watch it tonight.
Also, the Dropout's good. I think that one comes out tonight, too.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of that.
Yeah.
So, I'll
it's a lot of, like,
it.
Shows where it's, like, these evil women.
Yeah.
Women are evil.
Inventing Anna, Plainville.
Sickos.
Yeah.
Real sickos out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, about the Dropout. Have you seen, you watched, but the clip of How to Love?
Oh, yeah, where she's dancing.
It's the most uncomfortable video I've seen. Like, I just keep seeing it on TikTok and I'm like, is this actually in the show? Like, yeah. I thought they put the sound over her.
No.
And, like, made it into a TikTok.
Is it
like,
Amanda?
It's an actual scene.
Oh, I saw write an article saying, like the headline was, like, did Elizabeth Holmes really dance this much? Like, it made it sound
like
she's
Lil
constantly
Wayne,
like. Dancing.
Yeah, like, she was, like
yeah.
Had a love. Like, it's, like, the most uncomfortable video ever. But I was, like, is this real? And then the more times I saw it, I was, like, okay, this is real. Like, they're not just, like, putting this sound over in TikTok. Anyways, oh, the last thing I'll say before we get into the topics. On our TikTok, Chicks in the Office, we're posting all interviews. I know we've talked about this before, but just a reminder that you can go on there and watch them. And they are old. Like, people, I think, are real, like, they're, like, commenting as if it's now, but they're, like, years old.
And I feel like you can, most people look different now.
No, but I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you just come across that on your For You page, you don't know who me and Rhea are,
we posted you wouldn't Cody assume Cohen, it's and it's old. Like, he looks way different now than he did when in that interview.
Yeah, but I mean, not like, I don't
it
think
just
people.
It doesn't click for some
people.
Because I don't think I would ever be scrolling my For You page and watch a video and my first thought be like, oh, this has got to be 3 years old. Like,
by our
you know?
Side parts, you could,
yes.
If you were like, oh, those are some some 3 year old side parts.
Yeah, yeah. If you know us, then it makes sense. If you don't, I don't think you would ever immediately guess that.
I can't believe
old.
How strong our side parts were at one
I
point.
Don't want to talk about it. Every
they
time.
They were so strong. I mean, sometimes I throw a side part in just for fun. Yeah. Like, every once in a while, you got to throw it in. If your hair is like going a certain way, like the other day I did. But my God, it's like, who? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why that was a thing.
I have no
idea. It really was.
It was shameful.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it since I was doing it from high school on. Forever, honestly.
I remember in high school, side parts were the thing because the people who had middle parts, I remember my friends being like making fun of them, like being like, that person has a middle part.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it was not cool. And now then it switched.
Yeah. It's definitely way cooler to have a middle part. Anyways, let's get into the topics. We got Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian got allegedly married in Vegas.
Yeah.
That apparently they got married. Who knows if it's official or not. Hailey Bieber wrote on Instagram for people to leave her alone that were saying that she looks pregnant. Kristen Cavallari and Tyler Cameron did a photo shoot for Uncommon James where they're making out. And Kanye West has officially dropped out of Coachella. We also have a great game. A really, really good game.
Yeah, good game.
I love when we have a good game.
High scoring
game.
Close, good game.
Of Beat Rhea and Fran. So make sure you tune into that. Let's get into it, starting off with Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian allegedly got married in Vegas. There was a ceremony. Not sure if it's official. They said that there was TMZ said that they did show up with a marriage license. Then Page Six reported that they did not show up with a marriage license.
Now.
Either way, they had the ceremony and they had the Elvis impersonator there and they, quote unquote, got married in Vegas.
And it, according to many publications, you know, like a lot of fun, in and out, quick thing, Elvis, the whole thing. Now, I do think, we were talking to Keys about this, but that like most places you go to in Vegas, you do need the marriage license because everyone would just be fucking going to get married with an Elvis impersonator in Vegas for the story, like, if you didn't have to actually get married, you know?
Yep.
Like, I would do that. Like, it'd be like, this is so fun. Like,
I'm dying to do
it. Like, just to have the ceremony, like, and fuck around. But I do feel like I now am convinced that, and I guess there was a way to check this because it is public record somehow to check this. I'm not going to be the one to check it, but I think you could check it. That perhaps they are already legally married. Like, I think they might already be legally married, and now they're just going to, like, have ceremonies and parties in various locations for the next year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they were already legally married. I feel like that has been a rumor before. And there was a reasoning as to why we wouldn't be able to figure it out, though. I saw this on Dumois that it was like, if they are legally married, we wouldn't be able to figure out for this reason. And I actually can't remember what it
was. So maybe they are.
So that could be the case. But we saw this with Sophie and Joe. They were in Vegas and they ended up going to Vegas and getting married. I feel like that's just a fun thing to do when you already know you're going to get married and have a big ceremony,
very,
a big wedding.
Very on brand for these two. Like, I saw this, when I saw this, it didn't blow me away. I was just like, oh, of course they did. Like, that totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. That after the Grammys, they're like, oh, I could just see them being like, yeah, let's do it.
I love how
they're so madly in love.
In the TMZ article, it was like, they needed the Elvis impersonator there. Like, it was like, not just like,
well, I agree with that.
No, I agree, right? But I'm saying, like, of course, but Courtney and Travis being like, no, we need the Elvis impersonator is really funny. My parents renewed their vows in Vegas when I was a senior in high school, and with the Elvis impersonator, and we actually watched it live. Like, there was like a link
like
for
a
us
stream.
To watch a stream. Yeah. We watched a stream of my parents get remarried in Vegas with like their best friends. It was awesome. And it was Elvis. Yeah. It was awesome. So it is a very fun thing to do. I'm happy for them.
Yeah. Have you been seeing the clips from the old Keeping Up episodes where Scott and Courtney like almost got married in Vegas?
No.
They're circling. I saw a bunch of them on Instagram. They're like, oh, like, remember this from one of the very early seasons of Keeping Up, which made me think that maybe Courtney has always just wanted to get married in Vegas. Because I feel like Courtney has never, even when she's talked about marriage, it seemed like it was something that she, like, if it happened, she'd be so happy, but didn't need, like, the full ordeal and everything. But now, I don't know, these two are just clearly so obsessed with each other that they're going to get married in Vegas. They're going to have ceremonies on yachts. They're going to have ceremonies in Italy. They're going to have ceremonies in California. Like, they're going to do it everywhere.
And why wouldn't you when you can and you keep that spark? If you keep having a wedding, then that's, you're just always going to have that spark there. It's like, oh, another wedding.
Yeah.
Let's get excited.
Like, certain people are at different ones and something like intimate for family and then some big party with friends. I just see them sharing this many, many times all across. And also, you know, like, their kids weren't there, so they're going to want to do something with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Dare I say.
Which makes me think that they are already legally married. Because I would be surprised if the two of them in, like, the first legal, whatever, marriage that they, first legal marriage that they have, or first legal ceremony that they go through, their children are not there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they would have them there. So maybe they are.
Family's very important to them.
It is.
Dare I say.
Good for them.
This happens every couple of months where somebody does a red carpet or they're seen out in public and all of a sudden it's Hailey Bieber's pregnant. Baby bump. Where the baby bump existed in her red carpet photos, I am still trying to figure it out. Because if that's what people are considering a baby bump, then we're all pregnant.
I've been pregnant for 5 years plus, at
like,
least then.
That's just a stomach. Like, that's just like, you can't, what are people
like,
talking about?
I just don't understand because the people that comment, like, do you have washboard apps 24/7?
No.
Like, no.
Like, you probably look pregnant.
Like, do you
like
have
I'm sorry. Like,
I just don't understand where it's just, and so Radar Online posted this big Instagram and said, fans are convinced Hailey Bieber is pregnant after she walks Grammy's red carpet in flowing gown with husband Justin Bieber. And she commented, I'm not pregnant. Leave me alone. Like, it's got to be so frustrating when you're obviously that famous and every time, like, every outfit is scrutinized. But it's one thing to be like, ah, didn't love the dress. It's another thing to be like, oh, that dress, like, she looks pregnant. Like, what? And not only should you not be doing that for anyone, but, like, she so doesn't look pregnant.
Doesn't look pregnant at all. I think that was like my biggest takeaway is like, all right, when Sophie Turner was walking around,
right, like,
and she looked, she, and you were like,
I prefaced it and I waited like 2 weeks after like multiple days, multiple pictures, multiple things where I was like, okay, like, there's something.
And you
going
were right.
On.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely insane for And also, people just got to be smarter. Like, she just posted a YouTube video making martinis with Emily Ratajkowski. Like,
right, right.
What? Also, she just doesn't look pregnant at all. So that was really the main thing. Was like, and I loved her comment just being like, leave me alone. Like, you could tell that someone is just fed up. They're just like, shut. I would love for a celebrity to just comment, shut the fuck up one time.
The same thing keeps happening with, and I know we just talked about it, but the same thing keeps happening with Courtney. And that is tough because we've seen the trailer for the show. We know that it's going to be a topic that they discuss. And if it is something that it is sensitive, or like when we watch the show, if we learn what their journey has been like, everybody's gonna look like real big dickheads to be like constantly looking at the dresses she's wearing too, and also speculating about that. You just never know like what someone's journey is like in pregnancy or trying to get pregnant or any of those things. So like the constant speculation is crazy. And then it's just, yeah, I mean, Haley, like, What are we doing? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, commenters are always going to be commenters, and they're always going to say stuff like that. So there's really not much you could say to them or about them besides like they're just a bunch of idiots a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. And I do. This is when I can admit that I do sometimes feel like a hypocrite about it, because I'm like, well, you know, I did say it about Sophie, and there was just. It was just an inkling that I had to get out there.
Yeah, your Jonas Brother senses were going off.
Yeah, and I get it. It's the same kind of thing. People could probably say the same thing. They'd be like, oh, I got an inkling about Haley. But it's just, this is a red carpet. There's never been,
where she just
like,
doesn't look pregnant at all. Like, I think that's the most frustrating part. Because if there was, like, I can't really defend it. But, I mean, in some ways, you kind of have to. In a real life, like, let's be real, sometimes we've seen people have been like, are they pregnant? Like, that's just a common thought.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look pregnant at all, which is why it's so frustrating.
And then it
creates a problem in other people's heads where they're like, wait, they think Haley looks pregnant when she looks like that? What do they think about me? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, if you think that's pregnant, then what am I? So,
yeah. And she just literally, like, has.
It's those types of dresses.
I just don't understand.
Like a silk dress like that, you're going to see the outline of your body.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, everyone in the world does not have washboard abs. So
Even somebody with washboard abs wears that dress, they're going to... That's just how it fits.
Yeah, exactly. So pretty crazy. And I guess... It does suck, because I do feel like, especially for something like that, Grammys, big night, red carpet, you're getting all dressed up. You want to look beautiful. You want to feel beautiful. And you know, you get the dress and the hair and the makeup and everything. And the next day, like, everyone is analyzing your body like that. Like, that's just brutal.
It is brutal, but she's gorgeous and
looks
beautiful.
Yep.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Pictures were posted this week. TMZ had them first of Christina Aguilera and Tyler Cameron. They're very close. Now, just if I was the person to zoom in and like really analyze these photos, not saying I was, but maybe I was, were they making out? Because it didn't, like, I didn't see lips touching. I saw they were real close.
They were real close. It would be strange for two people to be making out for a jewelry ad.
It didn't seem like they were, like, it looked like they were staring into each other's eyes and, like, really having each other close together.
It's like,
but
the Euphoria director directed this.
Yeah.
Like, take your clothes off.
Yeah. But, like, all the headlines are like, oh, pictures of them making out. I'm like, were they making out?
Yeah, I didn't see any making out, but this didn't surprise me at all, because there was an interview recently with Justin Sylvester, Kristen Cavallari, and Tyler Cameron, and they like
Daily
had like
pop, yeah, very some serious,
and it was like
tension.
Yeah, they were like very flirty, and like Justin was like being like, ooh, like yeah. what's going on between you two?
They
like,
were dancing
something. So maybe from there, Kristen had like a little crush and was like, ooh, I'm gonna cast Tyler in my new Uncommon James photo shoot, and then I'll have an excuse to like. Well, not an excuse. I'm sure Tyler Cameron would die at the chance to kiss Kristen Cavallari anyway.
Yeah.
But just like a little like flirtation, I'm sure they probably banged after. Like my assumption on this whole thing is that it's more than just a photo shoot. And I'm not saying they're getting married, but I think that Kristen Cavallari and Tyler Cameron probably had sex with each other or are going to? Yes.
Yeah. By the way, people sometimes I think assume that we have like the information on this.
Yeah.
Because
we don't.
We are friendly with Tyler. We don't. We have not spoken to him about this. So don't take like us being like, there's probably stuff.
No, like
we
really don't probably know. Banged. Like I have no idea.
Yeah, we actually have absolutely no idea. And it does like, it's just, could we ask? Yeah. Would he answer? No.
I think he would.
No, do you think? I don't know if he would give us a straight answer. You think he would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, maybe he would. He probably would. Mm-hmm. But if it is all... a ploy for us to be buying the next collection.
You're wearing Uncommon
Jeans.
I am wearing it
right now. Yes, because we do have Reed Affords ads for them on the pod.
Yeah, I still use her chapstick. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Unfortunately,
I like the Uncommon Jeans Julia Roth a lot, and it's funny. It's just like, I think Kristen really strategically plan this very well.
I got a necklace from Uncommon James.
Ooh.
And I was so fucking
so pumped,
hyped about it because I had lost
I loved it because I had lost one of my
gold chains and it looked exactly like the gold chain I lost. So I was like, oh my God, I've been meaning to get a new one of these. I lost my other one. The exact night that I put it on, I went out, got drunk, came home, washed my face and everything, and As I was like washing my face and taking off my necklace, I got distracted by a bruise on my arm. Like I was like, oh, what's that? And then the necklace just slipped and I had buckled the necklace, got distracted, and the necklace just slipped off and went down the drain.
Yeah.
I wasn't even like I could grab it. Boom, went down the drain. And I just took it as it wasn't meant to be on me.
Yeah.
For some reason, because I put it on that day. I was like, this wasn't meant to be on me for some reason. But I was really upset about it because I was so hyped up. I got to get another one.
You think that has something to do with it being Kristen Cavallari's jewelry? Or like...
No idea. Like, I was just like, this is not... I'm like one of
the
those
connection
people...
connection with Tyler was happening like, simultaneously. And the necklace was can't be on me.
I have no idea what happened. But I have... And now I'm just going into jewelry talk, but I had another bracelet I used to wear all the time. I wear this one all the time. It's like a rose quartz bracelet, and I refused to take it off. And I had another carnelian bracelet that one time broke in a very crazy circumstance. Like, crazy. Like, it just was crazy. And I was like, oh, I took that as a sign. Like, it was like, whatever. And then it was great. It was a great sign. This necklace coming off me, I also took as a... I was like, I can't
wait.
Not meant to be on me. Yeah. Although I want another one. So
yes,
it was
a very cool necklace. And I'm sure the next line that is coming out is also going to be super cool. And this was smart. Like, Kristen knows what she's doing. She's smart. She's strategic. The night before these pictures come out, she was doing a Q&A on Instagram. And someone asked about her dating life. And she was like, open to moving on, dating, really like finding a partner. She's done dating narcissistic assholes. Like, she was opening up more about her dating life than she has in a while. So people were like, oh, like she's open to dating. Like, she's been on dates. Who she's dating? Next day, these pictures come out. And TMZ just so happens to get the shot.
Yeah.
And
they were invited.
Yeah, and then Kristen...
they got an invite in the mail.
Kristen posts the screen grab, too, on her own Instagram of the two of them. No caption, nothing. The Uncommon James account, like, comments eyeballs. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's a photo shoot for her new line. And it was just, like, 1, 2, 3 consecutive. So smart where now guess what? Like, we all know Uncommon James is coming out with their with a new line that everyone is going to want to see the pictures for, because they really do. There is a chemistry between them. Mm-hmm. You can feel it through the photo. So, yes, I am with you on the fact that there's maybe something is went down or could go down or is currently going down.
Isn't it crazy that 10 years from now, people will still be wondering who Tyler is dating?
Yeah. Like, it will does, they?
No, it, yeah. I don't. He never did another Bachelor show. He was on one season. Think about the amount of seasons people go on. He did one season.
I mean, they're still very, like,
people are just so interested in who he's dating. Yeah,
there's random Bachelor people from years ago who date, no, get I married, know. Divorce. Like, but they still make headlines.
I'm just saying, like, remember how big he was, like, months after the show?
Well, no, it'll never be Gigi Hadid's style again.
Not even just, like, who he's dating, but just, like, interest in who he's dating. Like, unless it's, like, a crazy, like, Kardashian type thing.
I think people are always interested in who he's dating. Yeah. I don't know why. I think people will just always be interested in who he's dating.
I agree. And if it's going to be Kristen Cavallari, people are certainly
And then if
care.
He dates Kristen Cavallari, then they break up, boom. People are interested in who he's dating again. Like, people are just always going to be interested.
Yeah, definitely. It's just an ongoing thing. So, yeah, do we... I don't know. I feel like this is just like a...
The bang.
I mean, don't
take my word for it. I'm just assuming.
This is a sexy connection.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's coming out with a men's line. That could also be it.
That could be it,
some men's jewelry.
Men's jewelry.
Yeah, he's wearing rings. Some big chains and stuff. He'd probably look good. Kanye has officially dropped out of Coachella. He will not be performing. Coachella starts in a little over a week. It's April 15th is the Friday it starts. So quite close, really coming up. And I guess they have to find someone to replace him.
We're headlining.
Yeah, we are headlining.
My dad
big announcement.
Called me yesterday.
Oh my God.
And he was
stop.
Like, what
I think
are
some
you?
People actually believed it.
He was like, what are you doing at Coachella? Isn't that a music thing? I was like, Dad.
So, I love it. It's like Chicks in the Office cute. Under it, Doja Cat.
Like. It's just like sometimes it is cute because sometimes things just like whoosh.
Right over.
You know?
Yeah.
Right over. For some people. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Well, originally we were planning on going. We're not going. But
yeah.
Never. We are not
we
going.
We talked
no.
about it on the podcast.
No, we're not going. And I'm actually happy we're not going now.
Yeah.
I mean, you still want to see Harry.
No, of course
At this point,
see Harry,
I would
want to
see Billy. I want to see Harry. I'll go to their tour.
Yeah, I've seen Harry a bunch of times. But, could easily see Billy.
But there is a factor of, like, this is the Coachella performance. Like, no, people go all out for it.
Yeah, no, it is.
I've seen Harry go all out.
Yeah.
One night at the Forum.
Yeah, one night at the Forum.
Yeah.
We got almost trampled to
I mean,
die.
That, yeah.
That, like,
I was kind of nervous.
Yeah,
like,
it was,
at the very beginning when people rushed
like,
forward.
I was, like, getting, like, a little bit of... But as soon as he stepped on the stage, all problems went away.
Yeah. So... I don't know. This is, you know, there's been rumors that we talked about this on Monday of Kanye getting help or going away was like the term people were using. He was just spotted in Beverly Hills today, I believe I saw on Page Six. So I don't really know what's going on there. But after Grammys, the what's her face? Chanel? Who's the girl he's dating now that's posting the Birkins and the...
I don't know.
She congratulated him on his Grammys. Like, I just feel like he... I don't know. He's performing. I would love legally, like, what's his contract look like for Coachella? Like, is there something that says he can just pull out 10 days before? Or, like, did he have to pay? Was there some kind of fine?
We always suspected that he wasn't going to be performing. Now it comes down to who's going to take his place. The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, and Tyler, the Creator, apparently have all been in talks. It's one of those things, though, that it's like, do you want to be the backup for Kanye dropping out? I mean, you're still going to headline.
I think you do.
I think you do. I mean, I was throwing in, like, Jack Harlow, which I don't think he's big enough to headline, but I'm thinking that he has such a... Whoa, like, people are obsessed with him right now that, like, he would have the crowd. Like, people would go nuts for him. But I do think it has to be somebody, like, that has been in the game a little bit longer now.
I feel like Tyler, the Creator, makes a lot of sense.
Tyler does make sense. I think Bieber being on tour could be a little difficult.
Yeah.
I think Tyler definitely.
Yeah. The Weeknd.
I think it's crazy because it's like, do you have a Coachella-worthy set and show like ready to perform in 8 days.
I think that Tyler, the creator, has a very cool set. I think the only thing I would say is that the Weeknd has more mainstream music. And I feel like with the headliners sometimes,
yeah, it could be the Weeknd.
Like people would go crazy for Tyler. No, he's so big, but like his music's not mainstream. Like think about it. Like you don't hear Tyler, the creator songs. Not on the radio.
On the radio about his last. Yeah, you definitely do.
You don't.
Not really.
What was the one?
Like, you hear The Weeknd all the time on the radio. No. You don't hear Tyler, the Creator.
But, like, recently? Like, on the radio. Weeknd?
The Weeknd, Save Your Tears? Ariana Grande?
Fucking Blinding Lights. Like, was played on the radio
the
nonstop
so
for, like, 6 months.
Songs are just on the radio nonstop. Like, Tyler, the Creator's songs are not.
I want to see their monthly Spotify listener. I mean, I'm sure, obviously, The Weeknd will have more.
I just don't think Tyler, the Creator's songs are on the radio a
lot.
Yeah,
it's not.
Like, he has a uncontrollably massive fan base, obviously.
Weeknd of 77.
But it's not.
And by the way, I do think, like, and of course these are different circumstances because it's happening so last minute and that changes things. But like when Beyonce couldn't perform at Coachella, it was Lady Gaga that stepped in. It's not, you know, so like it's not like Lady Gaga was like, oh God, I'm like back up to Beyonce.
Yeah, people,
like
people want to perform at Coachella.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
What.
Comes out of nowhere.
Oh my God.
ASAP. You know what I was looking at? I was looking at the lineup for these festivals that have been happening in South America because there have been so many, like the Lollas and everything that's been going on in South America. They have these massive crowds. So I'm like, they have sets like ready to go. Like they're performing at music festivals in the last couple months. And ASAP Rocky has been on a couple of those.
Listen, if ASAP Rocky ends up headlining Coachella, like I'm going to be so. I've actually seen ASAP Rocky though multiple times in a festival setting and he's awesome. I think his set would be a lot different now considering he would make girls flash their boobs and not make, he would these girls are doing them voluntarily and he would collect bras. And so I think it's a little different when significant other's pregnant. Like, I don't think you're catching bras on stage. That doesn't take away his performing aspect, but I'm saying I think it would be a little different.
Maybe Tyler will headline and just, like, bring out ASAP, the Weeknd, like, whoever.
Yeah. I could definitely see.
Yeah, I could see them doing, like, kind of how the Super Bowl did. Like, it was, like, a whole bunch of people. Yeah. It was, like, if we can just get all these people together.
But it's, like, you need them for 2 weekends, which is
get all the people on the same
page. It is crazy to do the 2 weekends.
When's the last time Drake headlined Coachella? Has he ever? He had to have.
He had
to.
No?
I don't think so. Some people like... I know J. Cole has a lyric in one of his songs where he's like, I'm not
2015.
2015.
Yeah.
Damn, that was like even before he was like... I mean, he was already huge, but...
Who had... the 2015 lineup was Jack White, Drake, and AC/DC.
It's a terrible lineup.
What? AC/DC and Drake is kind of awesome.
I don't know. That seems AC/DC in the year 2015.
Sometimes they bring back the 2016 was the year that I went, and it was.
I know Prince had a crazy Coachella set once.
That would have been awesome to see.
He played "Creep" by Radiohead. Had a crazy guitar solo.
Oh wait, 2016 wasn't the year I went. 2017 was the year I went.
Damn, like, I really still wish we could have gone when Frank Ocean was supposed to perform.
I know.
Like,
and we were.
2016 was LCD Sound System.
Frank Ocean is an unbelievable performer. Like, he's.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I've seen videos, but.
I've seen Frank Ocean a number of times.
Honestly,
now.
The videos that I've seen, I think, are the ones that you went to. Yeah.
I've been to festivals.
And a really good one. 27. The one I went to, like, I'm like, why can't I even remember?
Frank Ocean was at the Tyler, Creator concert.
The one I went to was. Radiohead, Beyonce, that became Lady Gaga, and Kendrick Lamar.
You were at the Beyonce?
No, it was supposed to be Beyonce, and then she was pregnant.
That Beyonce Coachella set is the best of all time.
Yeah, it is.
I just got chills over my body thinking about it again.
I know.
It's one of the best. I might watch
that tonight. One of my friends runs to the, like, talking about exercising and music, she like runs to the Beyonce
set.
Coachella lineup.
Sometimes I'll just put that on in my car when I'm like, if I have a long drive, because it's like, I know that I'll just listen to the whole thing straight through.
Do you guys like Solange?
Knowles?
Yeah.
No, the other one.
Of Bring It On fame?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So the Weeknd had, headlined in 2018.
Bring It On.
I wonder if that matters.
The Weeknd headlined in 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be interested. I thought Bieber, but I also thought that maybe they have to get a rapper.
But Bieber
in there.
Didn't Bieber do 2019?
I feel like they got to get at least one rapper. I feel like every year they need a rapper. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they have others, but not headlining. Like, I just don't think Jack Harlow is big enough.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
Other festivals.
Oh no, Ariana Grande.
He's just a smaller name on other festivals.
Ariana Grande was 2019.
I do think.
He's
not. He's not big enough.
He doesn't
to
have like a catalog big enough. To,
I'm surprised
like,
he's
something.
Not even just being there as a performer though in any capacity.
So Coachella actually has not happened since 2019, right? There was no 2020, no 2021, right?
Wait, why was there no 2021?
They didn't do it last year. I think with COVID, right?
No, they didn't. This is the first year it's back.
This is the first year it's back. So the last time they did it, it was 2019, and it was Childish Gambino, Tame Impala, and Ariana Grande. It could, I don't know. I do feel like, Tyler would be the most likely. But they got to be scrambling.
Oh, like they have to get it locked this week because people are not going to show up to Coachella without knowing. I mean, they will, but like, they want to know who the third is.
Well, I think a lot of people could potentially be changing their flights to a little earlier. Maybe they don't stay for Sunday.
Yeah.
If there isn't like a massive person.
I do like the
20. I actually liked a lot
Dua
of people
Lipa,
on the
but
underneath.
But if you do Harry, Billy, and Dua Lipa, it's all the same kind of music.
And I think she can't because of her tour right now.
But Justin Bieber
is Tyler Creator's tour is like about to be over, I think. But my thing is, you don't book Kanye West and not be like, he's 100% performing. Like,
you have to have some kind of backup. Well, that's kind of where I think
50 Cent.
I wonder where Swedish.
It'd be cool, but I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, like I'm wondering where Swedish House Mafia falls into this.
What?
Like when was Swedish House Mafia supposed to perform? Like they're just on the bottom of the lineup, and it just says "Returning to the Desert," Swedish House Mafia. So like maybe that was their plan.
You don't think
like they were going to perform at some point? They're just.
You think the headliners are Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Swedish House Mafia?
You don't think?
I mean, it could be. I guess.
Could it just be like next name up, like Doja Cat? Is just the next highest name under Kanye.
No, I think they're going to get somebody to fill it.
I don't think Doja Cat's
back. I don't think she's big enough either.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you have a big enough, like, I feel like you have to have a really big discography.
Yeah.
Is the word I was looking for.
Meg Thee Stallion or, like.
No, I don't think. I mean, Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion and Doja. Like, for them.
Yeah. I just, I'm always, I always think of it. I mean, I guess Harry Styles really only has two albums out, but I just think of, like, people who have a lot of music.
Yeah, but he had One Direction and everything, so I feel like that plays into it. He wasn't just
always
Harry
Styles. And he has a new album coming out, so it's like, does that album come out before or after Coachella?
After. Does it come out until May 20th?
I'm sure they'll get a sneak peek, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll sing as it was, 100%.
I haven't listened to that song since I listened to it once.
Maybe someone's got some inside scoop if you know anyone at...
yeah, let us know.
Who runs Coachella? Golden Coachella. Voice presents.
What's Coachella
in India?
Named after?
Coachella.
Like, where's that come from? The name.
I have no idea.
You ask some good questions sometimes.
Thanks.
Let's see. Why is it called
is
Coachella?
Is there a Mr. Coachella?
The origin of the name
Bradley
Coachella is unclear.
Coachella, and then what's the other Coach Festival?
Some people think it's
where all the Bachelor people met up. What's it called?
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach. What's with coach in the festival?
Stagecoach. So, Empire was in Coachella. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I feel like we're probably just like not thinking of someone that makes so much sense. But I think Tyler, the Creator, is a good pick. I really do.
No, I think it's definitely. He also puts on quite a show.
So many albums. Like he has so much to choose from. He does have like mainstream songs.
Yeah,
like,
no, he definitely does. I just not.
And maybe like he switches up who comes on. Like.
Coachella's in the Coachella Valley, California. Like I think is the name of it. And apparently, this says that it is believed that some early Spanish explorers called it. I'm gonna guess this is Conchilla because it's double L C O N C H I L L A. Which means seashell. The whole area was once an inland sea. In the 19th century, early map makers misspelled it as Coachella, and it stuck.
I asked about where did Coachella come from, and I feel like I'm in school.
Why ask the question
if you don't want to know the history?
No.
You sound like my parents.
I think that seems to be what most people say.
I thought it was
going to
be like a cool answer or something.
Yeah.
this guy Coachella perform live, like, to five people on the grounds that now the festival's at.
And by word of mouth, more people showed up.
Yeah, because there's just Coachella, California.
All right, well, Coachella that makes Valley, sense.
Named after that.
Cool.
There you go.
All right, maybe we should all give a final pick, final guess. Who's going to
I guess third? Tyler, the Creator.
Is that something that a lot of people online are, like, a lot
it
of
was
people
a, It was saying that the three of them were in talks, Justin Bieber, Tyler, the Creator, the Weeknd.
I think I also think Tyler.
I would say Tyler.
Oh, so collectively as a group, we all think Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, I was leaning towards the Weeknd, but then when I saw the Weeknd has headline before, I feel like that might bump.
Yeah, part of me thinks Tyler wouldn't be like I don't
they would
just
want something
be
new.
A plan B.
That's what I, and part of me does think that Tyler, the Creator would be like, I don't want to do Coachella.
And like, if I'm going to
do
Coachella.
Also just beat Kanye for best rap album, so maybe he'd be like, yeah,
no,
I'll
I
do
know,
it.
But like, also, but, you know? I think you'd probably be like, if I'm going to do Coachella, I want to like, put in the months of like planning.
Yeah,
like,
right,
not
for sure.
Put on
for
a show that I
nobody wants to half-ass Coachella, and I think like when you do only have barely 2 weeks to.
Yeah, and like he just came off tour.
However,
tired,
maybe,
like,
maybe like you said, that they did have some backup plan. Like maybe like they had someone waiting in the wings rehearsing just in case.
If that was true though, which I think it is true, I would be shocked if they're like, hey, Tyler, just on the off chance Kanye doesn't do it, can you do it? And he'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you want to be like a second choice.
We'll see. When it's announced, it'll be exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to have to... We'll be finding out very soon.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game 33, and we are joined by Kim and Taylor from Chicago. Everybody, give it up for Kim and Taylor. That was the most exciting intro I've ever given.
Most excited. Rhea has, I don't know what, you're like full of beans today.
And yesterday, too.
And yesterday.
Remember, I called Noah a bozo head.
Yeah.
That was the hardest I've ever seen Fran laugh at our desk.
I don't know if it's just because we're the, like, the only ones in the office.
Yeah, yeah, that's
we're just
true.
Making our own jokes.
Yeah, I was cracking Fran up yesterday. I felt good. You know when you like make someone laugh once?
She was on a roll.
And then
you have them hooked.
Yeah, you have them hooked. It fuels your fire. I had her the whole day.
And it started with the bozo head.
Not
was just an unreal comment.
Yeah, it wasn't just that. There were other funny
things.
But Kim and Taylor, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you guys. I'm just excited. I'm pumped myself up from that intro. Are you guys feeling pumped up?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We were very surprised to get the email last night, and I called her and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So. And it was good timing because she's a teacher on spring break. So she's like, okay,
perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought Fran was going to make a comment like, oh, you waited to the night before to
I thought that in my head and I didn't say it
I
out
saw
loud.
That you thought, good.
Restraint. I didn't say it out loud.
Yeah.
You did.
No, I know, but I could read your mind.
Well, stop reading it.
Yep. Didn't come out, so who cares?
All right. Rule time.
Okay. Guys, it's Beat Rhea and Fran, and we are going to have 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end is the winner. We'll go back and forth. If you get it wrong, the other team can steal. Noah's going to give us a movie. We have to guess the Rotten Tomato score. Whoever's closest, we'll get to go first. We'll alternate guesses. You guys will start. And Noah, what is today's movie?
Today's movie, in light of this past weekend's events, shout out Abby from Iowa, Madagascar.
Oh, good one.
The first one.
Yeah.
The first one. Okay.
Great movie.
You can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 77.
89.
You
want me to go higher? You think it's
higher
than 89?
Going low?
Yeah.
Like the 50s,
yeah?
Okay. I'll go like 52.
Okay. Strategy wise, here, you have the highest.
Yeah.
At at 89.
Yes.
But it's not, it can't be low. So. I'm going to go 92.
55.
No! Shit. Yeah. Madagascar? Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Damn.
Star-studded cats.
Chris Rock just can't catch a break.
I'm so sad for them. That's such a great movie.
Yeah, I thought Madagascar was like critically acclaimed.
Yeah, all the Pixar movies there. All their Rotten Tomatoes scores are so high. Madagascar?
It's politics.
True.
Damn. Sad. What's Madagascar? DreamWorks?
Is it?
That sounds right.
Right? I think so, right?
It is.
You know that for a fact.
No, I don't. I don't. I actually don't at all.
Yeah, DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
Paramount, DreamWorks.
Wow. That's just not fair. All right, Kim and Taylor, you guys are going first. Noah, whenever you're ready.
Right.
All right. Question number one. Shout out Brittany from Alaska.
Oh, hell yeah.
What does John Tucker say when he officially asks Kate to be his girlfriend?
Oh, my God. Does he give her the watch?
He gives her the watch and says, I don't really know. This is nothing I've ever really done before. It's just something that means something to me.
Okay. So,
and then he asked her to be his girlfriend. So that's our
answer. Not as specific.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Do you have a quote?
It's something that's personal. It's not something I've ever done before. It's
Five
just
seconds.
Something personal to me.
Yeah, that's fine. Is that not it?
He says, like,
does he ask her to go steady or am I imagining?
No, he says, doesn't he say I'm whipped?
Yeah.
He like holds up her, holds up her wrist. It's like, I just want everyone to know.
Yeah.
And he taps
right, but
on
that's
it.
Not her. That's not him asking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just want everyone to know I'm whipped.
Final
answer.
Correct.
Oh!
I'm whipped. I think the wording of the question could have been like, what does he say, after?
Okay, yeah, probably, definitely after.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-0 Ran Fran.
I remember when he takes it, he goes, mm-hmm. and taps
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Question number two to Ran Fran. Shout out Allie from Corpus Christi, Texas. What is Iron Man... What? What was this wording?
Do you looks like maybe you didn't proofread these
No,
ones?
I did proofread it. Come on, Allie. What is Pepper Potts allergic to in Iron Man?
No idea.
What is Pepper Potts allergic to? I have no idea.
No idea.
I thought Fran would know.
No, I haven't watched. I haven't watched the old ones in a while. I haven't done a Marvel rewatch. I always just watch Endgame over again. Pepper. Bananas.
Incorrect. All right, Kim and Taylor.
I don't know either, but I'm gonna guess strawberries.
Final answer.
Sure.
Correct.
Oh!
Damn!
Oh my God! Hey, you're on the right path.
I had a feeling it was a fruit. I went with the wrong fruit.
Yeah, same.
It's all right.
All right, tied up at one. Question number three from Caitlin from Westward, Massachusetts. What song, this is to Kim and Taylor, what song was used as the intro theme song for MTV's Laguna Beach?
Oh. Coming Clean
by Hilary Duff. Final answer.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. It's Come Clean.
Yeah. That's,
but okay. Yes. All right.
Yay.
2-1, Kim and Taylor. Question number four. Shout out Piper from Phoenix, Arizona. Which of these movies was not directed by Judd Apatow? A, Knocked Up. B, Funny People. C, Trainwreck. D, Role Models.
It's either Trainwreck or Role Models.
Trainwreck... definitely is.
So I think Role Models.
Funny People, Knocked Up, Role Models.
Or I'm getting Role Models and Funny People confused.
What's Funny People? I don't even know if I know what that movie is.
10 seconds.
I think it's Role Models. I'm going to say Role Models.
Okay.
Role Models.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because Wasn't Aubrey Plaza in Funny People and Judd Apatow put her in Funny People? I think that's...
Wait, she was in Funny People?
I think so.
I don't know what Funny People is. I can't picture it.
Funny People, Adam Sandler. Like, it's like kind of like a serious movie where Adam Sandler is like plays a comedian.
And, I don't know.
It's Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen's Adam Sandler's assistant.
Adam Sandler. I don't think I've ever seen
never
that
seen
movie.
That? Oh, it's like a serious issue.
Aubrey Plaza was in Funny People, and I watched her W Magazine ASMR interview where she talks about Judd Apatow.
Oh, really? Her yeah. Funny Remember people. The Eminem scene in Funny People?
Really I'd never funny. Seen Funny
oh, never
People.
Seen funny
I just
people?
Know. The only reason I knew Judd Apatow and Funny People was because of that Aubrey Plaza interview.
Process of elimination.
Yeah, that's.
You guys gotta watch it. All right. Tied up at 2. Question number 5 to Kim and Taylor. Shout out Carly from New York. What is the name of the teacher / chaperone on the Lizzie McGuire movie Field Trip?
Mrs. Undermeyer.
Correct.
Now
3-2.
Is it Undermeyer or Ungermeyer?
Oh.
Well, I thought they said. What did they say?
They said Undermeyer.
Oh, I heard it as what it was.
It's Ungermeyer.
Yeah, it's Ungermeyer with the G.
Yeah, see, I thought they said that.
All right, give up.
They didn't say that.
They didn't say that.
So,
but
so what should we do? Cancel it out, or give it to you, or give it to?
Don't give it to us.
It's that's a mistake on the announcer's part.
Yeah.
Well, no. So you have to
I think you have to give him a new question.
A new question, like just like a different question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fair.
All right, fine.
Don't just take it away. Gave him the point, but you didn't hear them properly. And
okay.
It's definitely Ungermeyer, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you a new question.
Okay.
Which of the shout out Shannon from Washington, D.C. Which of the following movies was Dakota Johnson not in? A, The Social Network. B, 21 Jump Street. C, Pitch Perfect. D, How to Be Single.
She's in How to Be Single, and she's in, pretty sure she's in The Social Network.
She's in 21 Jump Street. She's one of the, like, girls on the
other
side.
Yeah, she's in Pitch Perfect was the other one.
Yeah,
she's not in Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect.
Correct.
All right,
it all works out in the end.
Yep.
Okay.
Fair play.
Oh, but I already gave him a point for that, so it's 3-2.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, ears open.
Well, maybe I might get my ears cleaned again.
Yeah.
But all right. Question number 6 to Rhea and Fran. Shout out. Now I would be
Don't do it.
I hate when you do this. Now I got pressure
every
on
every time
me.
He does it.
I'm having a good day.
It's like we're like a broken record.
Right?
We do it every single game. He says it, and
dude,
we make
the
joke,
question,
and then he asks the question.
All right. Shout out Mary Ellen and Shannon from Boston. What song did they play during the Guitar Hero battle and couples retreat?
Fuck. I don't know this, so.
Great scene, honestly. I was watching
it.
It
is, but I'm blanking.
15 seconds.
I'm just going to say Paradise City, but I don't. That's not right.
Incorrect. Kim and Taylor.
Do you even know any Guitar Hero songs?
No. I had rock,
rock
band.
Band.
I had a rock band, so. I don't know, what would be like a silly like couples retreat song?
I don't know, with AC/DC or something.
Yeah. What is that one?
I don't know. Just pick a song.
Stairway to Heaven?
Final answer.
Sure.
Incorrect. It's Lonely Is the Night by Billy Squire.
Yeah. No. I remember he's like, yeah.
He goes, the second riff separates the boys from the men.
I'm not so disappointed in myself for not knowing that one, though.
Yeah,
that's tricky. That's a hard question.
If it was Entourage, I'm always, if I don't get the Entourage ones, that's when I get really upset.
That's a very specific question.
Okay. Still 3-2, Kim and Taylor. Question number 7. To Kim and Taylor. Shout out Mackenzie.
You ever find a hair on your sweatshirt that's just like so clearly not your hair?
Yeah.
Like whose hair is this? That's so gross. Okay. Anyway, that was like a curly black hair. So that's... Anyway, Noah, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Question number 7. Shout out Mackenzie. What three songs on Taylor Swift's album Folklore did she refer to as a love triangle?
Okay. So it's Cardigan, August, and Betty.
Final
answer. Yeah, I feel good. Final answer.
Correct. What do you have?
She's the Taylor Swift. Yes. Yeah, and I've got nothing. Big Stan.
All right, 4-2, Kim and Taylor. Question number 8. Shout out Lexi from Texas. This is to Rhi and Fran. In The Office, when Andy cannot think of the ending to the "Break Me Off a Piece of That Kit Kat Bar" jingle, name two things he says when trying to think of Kit Kat Bar.
Nope. Not gonna be us. We're not big office people.
I'm not an office trivia person. Yeah. Like, I don't. I've watched it, and I.
Yeah.
But I've not.
I've never finished it through.
Have you ever seen this scene? I feel like you've probably seen it.
No, I don't
recall.
Can you
read it again?
In The Office, when Andy's like, "Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat," like he can't think of Kit Kat bar. Like,
so he's saying, "Break me off a piece of that."
Like, and then he starts saying other things, trying to think of what it is. All right, time is up.
No idea.
All right, to Kim and Taylor.
Nothing.
Okay. So one is Fancy Feast. I think he says another candy bar though. He says like something bar.
Oh, this is really going to bother us.
Yeah.
15 seconds. Chrysler car. He says Chrysler car.
Okay,
so sure.
Fancy
Feet. Yeah,
Chrysler
car.
Fancy Feet and Chrysler car.
Correct.
God, they're good. They're good.
5-2. The other ones were applesauce, football cream, lumber tar, Snickers bar.
Nothing. I almost guessed Snickers, but hair for man. I wouldn't have got the other one.
Yep.
All right.
Office trivia is not for us.
No.
It's hard because there's really so much of the office.
Yeah, we've won office trivia a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay. 5-2, Kim and Taylor. This is question number 9. Shout out Carly from New York again. And this is to Kim and Taylor. What is the name of the high school that the kids on Victorious went to?
Not a clue. This is where our age shows.
Yeah. I don't know. Seaside High. Works for me.
I don't know this either. Victorious questions.
I watched Victorious, but not enough times
and when it was on TV.
Yeah, whenever
I never watched
it
after.
Yeah. Don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Hollywood Arts.
I could have thought a little bit harder.
Yeah.
I feel like I gave up easy.
All right, question number 10. I'm going to play a movie clip, and you tell me what movie it's from.
I think if your clients want to sit on my shoulders and call themselves tall, they have a right to give it a try, but there's no requirement that I enjoy sitting here listening to people lie. You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
The Social Network.
The rest of my attention.
It's Jesse Eisenberg, for sure.
It is Jesse Eisenberg, but is... Or is it Now You See Me?
I think it's a Social Network.
He becomes like evil in the Social Network.
No, I know, but like, who would be his?
Can you play it one more time?
His client.
I think if your clients want to sit on my shoulders and call themselves tall, they have a right to give it a try. But there's no requirement that I enjoy sitting here listening to people lie.
Okay, yeah, I think
like in the courtroom or whatever.
Yeah. Social Network.
Is that with the Winklevosses?
Yeah,
Social Network.
Yeah, it's like in the interrogation.
Right. That's what,
negotiation.
Yeah.
All right, 5-3, Kim and Taylor now. Question number 11 to Kim and Taylor. Shout out Carolina from Denver. These were the top 3 songs on the Billboard Top 100 of what year? Rolling in the Deep by Adele, Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO, Firework, Katy Perry.
I'm fairly positive, so that would have been...
I was in college.
Yeah, it was I think that was my sophomore year of college.
I was going to say 2009, 2010.
I think it's 10 or 11.
Okay. What were they? Rolling in the Deep, Party Rock Anthem, and...
Firework.
Because was Rolling in the Deep Adele's first song? Mm-hmm. So she,
like for the most
and
part,
she
yeah.
won the Grammy for Best New Artist.
5 seconds.
Okay. I think it's 2011.
Okay, we'll say 2011.
Correct.
2011.
Yep.
Nice. Shit.
6'3", Kim and Taylor.
We're getting smoked. We got to have a question right now.
No, I think we already lost, I think.
No, you could get three more.
They're up by four.
No, it's 6'3".
Oh.
Even if they're up by four, you could still. Or no. Yeah, you could. No, yeah, we have four left.
Oh.
Okay, question number 12. This is to Rianne Fran. Shout out Alex from New York. What is the name of Ross's Thanksgiving sandwich on Friends?
Oh my god.
You guys are rusty.
I feel rusty. Or maybe the questions are just not for us today.
Yeah. You know? I'm not rusty. I had a great performance on the dozen this week, so.
Yeah, maybe these questions maybe just aren't speaking to my soul.
My trivia just went towards that.
I have no fucking idea.
Sandwich. 5 seconds. All right, time.
I got nothing.
I will say, there's a lot of time we play against you guys on our own. We bomb.
Thanks for making us feel better, Kim and Taylor.
Well, my two cats are named Phoebe and Monica, so big Friends fans.
Mm.
So unless I'm totally out of it, it's the Moist Maker.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
Kim and Taylor.
You guys are good.
Queens of sitcoms.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
7-3.
I watch Friends a lot, but I'm not one of those people who's like obsessed with it, but I do enjoy it.
It's one of those shows that it's the same way with The Office that I put on and don't really pay attention.
Yeah. Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
I definitely like. Oh, this is a controversial take.
Uh oh.
I'm not going to say it.
What were you just about to say?
You like Parks and Rec more than The Office? Is that what you're
saying? I like Seinfeld better than all of them.
Yeah. I do like Seinfeld. I like Seinfeld better than The Office, Friends, everything.
Okay. That's fair.
But I do like them.
Yeah.
Okay. 7-3, Kim and Taylor. This one is 2.
That was it. I think we just lost, no?
Let's finish it out.
Yeah, but we play for pride.
No, I know. I'm just, you should at least give them some praise. They just won.
Well, we wait till the end.
Yeah, I like waiting till the end.
All right, question number 13. Shout out Carly from New York. And this one is to Kim and Taylor, right?
Yep.
All right. What is the catchphrase from Gilmore Girls that can be used to shut a person that is talking nonstop about something? Shut a person up that is talking nonstop about something.
Oi with the poodles already? I mean, that's a catchphrase.
Oi with the poodles. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
Or it's like coffee. No. Say oi with the poodles.
Oi with the poodles already?
Correct.
Shit. I'm like excited for you guys. I never watched Gilmore Girls, so I wasn't going to give that one either.
8-3.
These ones were not in our favor today.
Yeah.
Question.
We got lucky.
Number 14 to Rianne Fran. Shout out Sabrina from Long Island. Match these bachelorettes to their original bachelor season. Caitlin Bristow, JoJo Fletcher, Andy Dorfman. So tell me who season they were on.
So Caitlin was on Chris Soules. Who was the next one?
JoJo Fletcher.
JoJo was on Ben Higgins. And Andy was on Juan Pablo.
Correct. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, Fran.
I also wouldn't have gotten that one either. I should have just sat out.
All right, 8-4.
Bench warmer today.
You got the Social Network.
You're right. Come on.
8-4, Kim and Taylor. Final question to Kim and Taylor. Shout out Shannon.
You guys better get this one right now because I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. Shannon from Washington, D.C. I wonder what's the most anyone got right in the history of this in one game. Has anyone hit 10?
You'll have to do some stats.
You would be the one to know that.
Let them get the question.
I do not have that answer. Yeah.
All right. Question number 15. Shannon from Washington, D.C. Which of the following was not a reoccurring sketch on The Amanda Show? A, Judge Trudy. B, The Girls' Room. C, Amanda's Jacuzzi. D, Crazy Ashley.
I never watched The Amanda Show.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, Judge Trudy definitely was. The Girls' Room, maybe. No, I think The Girls' Room was. And then, what were the... So, Judge Trudy, Girls' Room, Amanda's Jacuzzi, and what was the other one?
Crazy Ashley.
Crazy Ashley.
For some reason, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm going to say Amanda's Jacuzzi.
Final answer?
Sure.
Incorrect.
It's crazy, Ashley.
Yeah.
Correct. I just, yeah.
Was Crazy Ashley on all, like, was it on something else?
No.
That's definitely one of
no,
those.
Crazy Ashley is wrong because it was Crazy Courtney.
Crazy yeah. Courtney.
Crazy Courtney was so weird.
Wow, a little tricky, question there. Tricky yeah. question. Yeah. Change the girl's name.
Yeah.
All right, final score 8-5. Not that big.
Not
it felt
bad.
Like, it felt like
I
a blowout.
I will say,
but...
that was a good game. And you know what?
That's 13 points scored.
Yeah, and sometimes I like when the other team wins to keep people wanting to come on
and
so
also,
they don't think they're just going to get beat every time.
And sometimes, and this is what I always say, sometimes even Bobby Flay loses.
Yeah. Right? And today, the questions just weren't in our cards.
Yeah. And no, this was a good one because we have had games where like the final score is like 6-2. So
this was a high scoring game.
High scoring game.
The over.
Yeah.
Excitement. Fireworks. Boom.
Thank you guys so much for playing.
Thank you so much.
We're the opponents. Congratulations. Thank you guys. Yes. We shake your hands.
Virtually.
Yes.
And do you guys want to just send me your address and sizes so we can send you some merch?
Okay.
We do have I Beat Rhea and Fran t-shirts that you...
yeah, we'll not that...
Yes, yeah. will.
Not that many out there.
There are not. There's probably like...
Three?
No, there's like six or seven.
Right. We play 33 games now. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank
you
so
guys. It was nice to see you.
Nice meeting you guys.
Bye.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you get your San Francisco tickets, your Portland tickets, your San Diego tickets. I'm blanking on the places that we're going.
Scottsdale
sold
out.
Yeah. But make sure you get your tickets. Seattle will be on later this week. And also check out our new merch. The link is in the description. We love you guys. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube.